Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Today's English version says, the Pharisee stood apart by himself and prayed. I thank you, God. I'm not greedy. I'm not dishonest. I'm not an adulterer. I'm not like everybody else. You ever heard anybody say that? I guess I'm not like other people. Honey, you're a whole lot like other people. You is other people. I'm not like everybody else. Yeah, you are too. I thank you that I'm not like a tax collector over there. Listen to Isaiah 65:1. You don't have to go there. Isaiah 65:1. And we have an exact response of what God thinks about this. He said, I am sought of them that ask not for me. I'm found of them that sought me not. I said, behold me to a nation that was not called by my name. Keep reading. I spread out my hands all day to a rebellious people, which walk in a way not good after their own thoughts. A people that provokes me to anger continually to my face, sacrificing gardens and burn incense upon altars of brick, remain among the graves and lodge in the monuments, eat swine's flesh and broth of abominable things in their vessels. And they say, stand by yourself and come not near me, for I am holier than you. Now, do they have stuff in their life that's not right? He just got through describing all kind of stuff in their personal life that was contrary to the law he had given them. And yet, what do they say? They stand by their self. That's what that Pharisee was doing. He assumed the stance. He's in the position. And the publican, he wouldn't even get close. He was way off in the corner. But he smote his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He said, I'm holier than you. I'm holier than you. This describes the conviction of the one judging. And you have to be a hypocrite to do this. But it is an act of assumed superiority and despising of the other. I'm holier than you. The Lord said, these are a smoke in my nose. You ever had smoke go up your nose? Yes. What does it do to you? Oh, man. Ooh. God said, that's what these people are like to me. They are a smoke in my nose, a fire that burns all the day. A smoke in my nose. The Lord feels very strongly about this. I don't want him to take what I'm doing as a smoke in his nose. Do you?
Yes, sir.
I don't want him to hear what I'm saying, see what I'm doing, and him go, oh, yeah. That's the opposite of a sweet smell, of a fragrance and aroma that he would receive. This is ugly in the eyes of God, isn't it? This assuming a place of superiority. Go with me to James. James 2 and 4. And it's going to get close to home now. I thought it was already close. Yeah, no. Well, it's going to come on in and sit down at the table now. James 2, 4. He said, are you not partial in yourselves and become judges of evil thoughts? I need to back up. Back up to verse 1. What's he talking about? My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with what? Respect of persons. Keep going. For if there come into your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in a poor man in vile raiment, which would be stinking clothes, dirty, smelly. Verse 3. And you have respect to them that wears the gay, the nice clothes. And you say, you sit over here in the good place. And you say to the poor, you stand over there, way over there. And you sit under my footstool. You sit on the floor, no seat for you, even though you got here early. We have to give somebody else your seat. Are you not partial in yourselves and you've become what? Judges of evil thoughts. Why? Categorizing people. Categorizing people. Good people, bad people. Can you see this? That's judging. We don't have to categorize people. We don't have to make any judgment on how well they're doing. Or if they're worthy of this or worthy of that. Keep reading. Verse 5. My beloved, has not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, heirs of the kingdom which he's promised to them that love him? We must not judge according to appearances. Some people that look like to the undiscerning that they're doing so great have got some bad stuff in their life that you just don't know about.
Yep. Right.
These folk that don't look so good, they may have more faith and love the Lord more than these.
Right.
How would you know?
Right.
You don't. So don't try to make any calls or categorize people based on what you're seeing and hearing. He said, but you have what? Despised them. Don't the rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Skip on down. Do they not blaspheme that worthy name by the which you're called? You'll see people in churches because somebody's famous or somebody's rich. They come to visit. They give them the prominent seats. They treat them with all this importance. Just because they're a big thing in the world don't mean they're anything in the church. Or anything in the kingdom of God. And if they don't love God, what are you showing them honor and respect above somebody else for? Show honor to them to whom honor is due. And on these folk, there's no honor due them in the things of God. If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you shall do well. But if you respect persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. Keep reading. For, now here's the light. Whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not kill. Now, if you commit no adultery, yet if you kill, you are become a transgressor of the law.
Right.
What's he saying? Here's the thing. Why folks have felt justified in feeling superior. I've made mistakes, but I've never done that. And I could never do that. I would never do that. This is the big mistake that's being made. Categorizing of people and categorizing of sin. Yeah, I've missed it, but you know, little sins, you know. Not that big of a deal. But that, I mean, I've never done that. And that's disgusting. But he just got through saying, if you say, I've never committed adultery, never. I've killed some folks, yeah, they. But they had it coming. But adultery, that disgusts me. How is a murderer superior to an adulterer? And yet, that's how people are able to completely ignore a beam. Come on, can you see this? In their own eye, because they have categorized. And they're saying, yeah, now this, you know, I mean, it's not the best, I know that. But it's not that. Oh. But in the eyes of the Lord, it is. You may live in heaven next door. to somebody who on the earth was a pedophile. Oh, we got quiet then, didn't we?
Amen.
You said, I'm moving. No. No. No, you're not. Because they won't be then. And if they repented and God forgave them. The reason I bring that up is because people look and go, well, you know, I've done some stuff, but I ain't never done that. And I could never. You're kidding yourself. Someone said, no, I could. Listen, you're not acknowledging the nature of the flesh. Any one of us can start yielding to the flesh. Any one of us. I mean, the only way, and don't raise your hand. Just listen. How many people in this room have yielded to something sexually they shouldn't have? I said, just look straight ahead, don't. Well, that's what they did. In nature, it's the same. The nature of what it is. You knew it was wrong, but you did it anyway. That's what they did. I'm not minimizing the lives that are damaged and hurt. Sin is terrible. But to act superior and say, I never have, is a lie. You've done the same thing in nature, the nature of it. And how is a murderer superior to an adulterer? Can you see what he was saying? Maybe you didn't miss it in that specific area, but you missed it over here. And if you broke the law, you broke the law. Sin is sin. You knew what to do, you didn't do it. You knew what not to do, you did it anyway. So to say I could never do that is a lie. You already have. You already have. And don't underestimate the nature of the flesh. The eyes of man are not satisfied. And if you start down that path and start yielding, you might say, I'd never be a drunk in a gutter. It could happen a lot quicker than you think. Take a little drink today, a little more tomorrow. A little more next month. Used to be a six pack. Now it's a fifth. Now it's two. And these things can just snowball. And you can find yourself doing things, being involved in things you never imagined you would. And it's killing you on the inside. But your flesh is just running away because you're letting it. You let it get to that point.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.